This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Adrenochrome?
Adrenochrome first hit pop culture in 1971 when gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it in his book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He wrote that his lawyer, Oscar Acosta, was defending a Satanist who was charged with molesting a child. The Satanist client paid his lawyer with adrenochrome and claimed the only source was the adrenaline glands from a living human body. If you search Google for adrenochrome, the Google-supported result is from the conspiracy wiki, which suggests that it is all merely fantasy. But just to the right, you will find that adrenochrome is real. According to scientific research, adrenochrome is formed by the oxidation of its precursor, adrenaline. Adrenaline is the active hormone from the adrenal medulla, otherwise known as epinephrine. EpiPens are auto-injectors that contain synthetic adrenaline, developed by the U.S. military to protect soldiers in the event of chemical warfare. EpiPens are used to treat extreme allergic reactions. EpiPens only have a shelf life of about 18 months. According to the manufacturer, after 18 months, the oxidation process begins and the EpiPens are turned into adrenochrome. Interestingly, both companies that manufacture the EpiPen, Mylan and Kaleo, are connected to the Clinton Foundation. Ambrosia. A controversial new startup company was recently charging $8,000 to fill your veins with the blood of young people. Founder and CEO, Dr. Jesse Karmazin, who claims it will give you superhuman powers, has recently ceased patient treatments due to a recent FDA warning. In Greek mythology, ambrosia means immortality and was the food of the gods that gave longevity or immortality to whoever consumed it. It is believed by many researchers to represent the blood of the young. The cosmetic industry has been using aborted fetal tissues in various anti-aging skincare products. The taboo culture of consuming the young seems to go back through all of human history. But now, it seems to be coming out into the open. Democrats are pushing for full-term abortions.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
And telling us that the future is too grim for us to think about raising a family.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How far is this going to go before humanity has enough? For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We're building a pro-human future to the stars and beyond. We're building the new human millennium.
Tomorrow's news today.
All right. This is going to be a magnificent transmission today. Magnificent. So just get ready. A lot is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, but I thought we'd kick off with that report. You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I told you last week on Friday that the FBI wasn't just investigating Jesse Smollett for wire fraud, for his fraudulent letter. No, ladies and gentlemen, I told you that they were investigating Smollett being directed by people above him. And what came out in the news yesterday? That the folks heading up the show were, strangely enough, not just one, not just two, but three different people on the show claim hate crimes happened to them or happened to their families, and then, strangely enough, had written screenplays or short stories previously of the exact same thing happening. So later in the broadcast, I'm going to get to that because it was in my stack yesterday. I didn't get to it, and I just remembered it, so I put that mental note so we can re-pull it out of yesterday's stack because that's pretty big news, and we never got to it. So it's usually tomorrow's news today, and of course this news is next week's news today, but then sometimes it becomes yesterday's news because I dropped the ball. See how that works? Amazing. Amazing. Yep, there's last week, and now Fox News and others are reporting on it. Okay, let me stop right there. I just interviewed Tommy Robinson. I don't usually tape interviews, but he had to take care of his son and one of his friends that were coming over for a little barbecue at the house. And so I taped the interview with him, but we're going to air it in the third hour. And it is the most powerful Tommy Robinson interview ever because they got undercover video and audio over the last year of MI5, MI6, working with George Soros to frame him for sex crimes. Of course, he exposes the mass Muslim kidnapping rings, delivering the young girls to the British aristocracy, in some cases, for murder. I mean, the guy's an absolute folk hero, in prison repeatedly, first guy to ever break it. He's like 5'5", and, takes on four or five guys that are 6'2", 6'1", and, kicks their ass. He's the real deal. He's David versus Goliath. And they are going to have to destroy him. But here's the good news. They miscalculated ultra massively. Now, he got banned from Instagram and Facebook and a bunch of other places last night for the film. The first salvo in two others that are about to come out that are going to premiere here, where they're on tape saying we're going to frame him for sex crimes and saying let's stage stuff that he supposedly did to you. And then we're going to say that the video's from him. I mean, you're talking the BBC working with Hope Not Hate, that's publicly a subsidiary of Soros, the equivalent of Media Matters here, engaged in hardcore criminal activity. Now, the video's been pulled off of Instagram and Facebook. We're at 1.5 million views. It has 170-something thousand views on YouTube. It will get taken down. We're going to upload it with the taped interview we just did. So the crew was asking me right as we went live, because I ended the interview with Tommy 30 seconds before we went live. So they said, what's your directive? I said, give me a minute. Crew did an amazing job. Take the interview with Tommy. Let's not even wait till the third hour. Take the interview with Tommy. Clip it on the front of the film, the censored film, and then we'll post that to Infowars.com and Newswars.com on our own servers. Because that's why we built this. It's why I knew this was coming for a long time. It's why we've got a lot of tricks up our sleeves. But truth is our only weapon. I will tell you, we've got a lot of dug-in emplacements in the Infowar. But the enemy has turned loose intelligence agencies, which is, you're going to see in this film, and it's admitted. And it's bipartisan. The neocons and the Democrats are working together, and they have turned the Central Intelligence Agency loose on me. They have turned the FBI loose on us. And I'm just a loyal, hardworking American at my post fighting. But I cannot stress to you how epic this is. Now, here's the good news. The average real person in the CIA that actually goes after bad guys and fights real evil people, and because you know it has that arm, is a total listener and loves us. The average FBI agent absolutely loves us. I don't want to get into details, but it's ridiculous. Okay, I mean, I run into federal marshals, FBI, customs people. They're just opening doors for me and have tears in their eyes. Border Patrol, you know, these are good, hardworking people, very race, color, and creed. They know what's going on, and they know the higher ups are a bunch of damn crooks, and they know Trump's trying to turn this around. But let me tell you, for at least 25 years, they have been on purpose putting people like Reality Winner. All this crazy SJW stuff you see suddenly everywhere on the streets, it's been breeding and preparing and gearing up like Mordor's army, like the Nazi army in 1939. It has just spilled out like a cell busting open and releasing millions of viruses. That's this offensive you're seeing. And Trump and nationalism around the world is the counteroffensive. But it's desperate. Reality Winner changed her name to Reality Winner. She was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl who said white should be exterminated. She tried to join ISIS. She had a top security clearance at the FBI. And she was leaking all the info to ISIS and the leftist groups. These are mental patients. And I'd say a good 30% of the government is now hardcore Reality Winners, like this guy they just busted that gave Avenatti the illegal IRS files on Cohen. And he's a hardcore Bernie Sanders supporter and believes that whites are evil, even though he's white. These are mental patients. These are Stockholm Syndrome people under the globalist control. These are followers taken down to a level of brainwashed slaves. So this is the threshold we stand at. So I think we can beat Reality Winner. I think we can beat Hillary Clinton. We've got to be willing to die. You've got to be willing for Hillary Clinton to send a hit team in to put a fast-acting heart attack agent on your toothbrush. It's sadly the most common way of doing it. Or you have a kayaking accident. You know what? I'm not worried about that. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But I'm worried about the devil worship, the pedophilia, the evil. And so as a man, I am honored to be targeted. But here's the thing. I want to fight with every ounce of my energy and every ounce of my focused love for the innocents. Because I tend to get into hatred of the globalists, and that is a dark force in the end and only brings us down. We need to do it for the children. We need to do it for the innocents. We need to do it for the truth. We need to do it because that is what God wants us to do. We have to be the salt of the earth. And so Manchow Mueller is going to be popping in on the show. And in the fourth hour, we're going to air his podcast in its entirety, his first podcast. He's been retired for a year, came back out of retirement. Big syndicated talk show. He's a good friend of mine. But he said it moves his whole crew to tears. I've known Manchow 15, 16 years. He's never talked like this. He said that everybody that's listening to the podcast was totally and completely blown away by it. And we're going to be airing it coming up in the fourth hour. And I was just standing there in the kitchen. It was supposed to be a 10-minute interview. I ended up doing an hour on his radio show and not working out that morning. And then I did 45 minutes of his podcast after that. Ended up barely making it to work that day, but I thought it was important to do. And we really get into what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole. So you want hardcore what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole that had, by the end of it, because it doesn't start that powerful, by the end of the uninterrupted 40-something minutes, it shakes everyone that hears it, and everyone knows it's true. And it's pure veritas. So that's going to be in the fourth hour. Tommy Robinson, and we've blown them wide open in their whole criminal operation. We've got so many other big guests. Caitlin Bennett's knocked out of the park yet again. Robert Barnes, so much today, so much huge news. This is a very special broadcast. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Newswars.com. Go there and find the censored video.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every
single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons. presents with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Panodrama is the film seen over 1.5 million times since it went up yesterday on Instagram and Facebook. It's BBC quality video. It's a documentary showing the BBC trying to frame Tommy Robinson for criminal actions and saying they're planning on framing him so he can be sent to prison. That's who these people are. They have no bottom. They'll do anything. Remember, out of the five women that accused Kavanaugh, all of them except one have admitted it was fake. And one has been indicted. We ought to check and see where that's gone. And she said, well, he's a bad guy. And I wanted to support Balazi Ford, who was the most disingenuous, lying witch I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I wouldn't believe her if she said the sky was blue. None of her story checked out. It was all lies. But when you experience people whole cloth lying, it's incredible. You know, they say I whole cloth lie. No, sometimes I get things wrong. And when I get them wrong, I tell you because I want to have credibility. I want to be right. And especially as I get older, I used to have a photographic memory. It's still decent, but I conflate things. I mix things. So I'm always like, pull this up. Let me check that. Because even though I know it, if it's a couple years old, sometimes I can kind of attribute something to somebody else, but it was somebody else because they look the same or their name's similar. You know how that works. But I'm trying to tell you the truth with everything I got. And that's why they're always trying to undermine me and say Jones doesn't really mean it. Jones does it for the money. The money? Back when I was making $300,000 a year, gross, and living in a very blue-collar house, I was putting 95% of the money back into InfoWars, and I was offered millions a year, the contract, the book deals, the TV shows, everything. By the time I was bringing in a couple million a year gross and building the operation, they didn't know. They offered me $10 million. That's not $10 million worth of supplements you sell. So it's really $5 million, and then you have to fund all the operations, the advertising, the staff, the bandwidth, the crew. And so you've got $1 million, and you put that back in to build the operation. No, that's $10 million. And you move to New York, or you move to L.A. and you get the trophy wife. And you're part of the power structure. No, thank you. I mean, it's not like it's even tempting to be sold out. The soullessness, the emptiness at those tables with those executives and their trophy wives, who on three separate occasions tried to have sex with me. Hey, you like my wife? Oh, that's another story I forgot. I didn't just have Hollywood producers three times grab my testicles. And see, I'm not a victim. I thought it was weird, and two of the times I threatened to kick their ass. The other time I was so shocked because I admired the person. I was like, what the hell's your problem? And he was dying of cancer at the time, so I didn't make a big deal out of it. It's all about power with these people, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about power. And I was, you know, married, too. I mean, the woman was good looking. Women were really hot. I mean, if I wasn't married, I probably would have jumped on it. But I wasn't going to sit there. Yeah, I'm worldly. I'll admit it. I'm above the flesh. I like women. Kind of like Kavanaugh said, I like beer. Well, I like women. God, I appreciate God making them. Anyways, side issue. What I'm getting at here is that I'm not a fake. I don't want to be around fakes. And those people are total mummies. They're mummies. They're not happy. There's an emptiness around them. But if you're in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma and you walk into some little gas station to buy some minnows because you're going to go fishing in the local lake and there's an old black lady behind the counter and her daughter's over there making hamburgers with daddy who's whistling and happy and there's whistling gospel tunes. Those people, you can feel the energy, you can feel the soul, you can feel the goodness, the completion, the happiness. And it feels like you're at home, just like if it's white family behind the counter, Christians. It's the same people. Their skin color's different, but they've got God. They don't need all the money, the power, any of it. They're happy where they are at their little church and their little life, and they can walk by the graveyard and say, great granddaddy's right over there. They've got their souls. I want to be with them. And that's why the globalists hate flyover country. That's why they try to infect it with meth and all the drugs. That's why because they can't stand the fact that you're out there breathing clean air. They can't stand the fact that you're out there fishing in the creek. They can't stand the fact that you're satisfied driving your old truck. You're happy with that garden in the backyard. And beans cooking on the stove. With confident, strong people. When you look them in the eye, it's got the sparkle. See, I'm looking for the sparkle in my life. I remember, you can see it in photographs, you see it everywhere. Everybody marvels about it when you think about it. Look at old photos, or think about when you were a kid, what your grandmother's eyes looked like. How they twinkled. You don't see a lot of the twinkle anymore, do you? I go to universities, I go to leftist areas, I see dead eyes. Zombies. It's more than the drugs. It's more than the G5 and G2 and G3 and G4. It's more than that. It's more than the GMO. They are dead inside. They have given themselves over to evil, and they don't even know who they are, but they've all got that dead, satisfied smile on their face. In a false identity, they believe they've taken on, so they're good. They're cool. They're not running the show. They've been tricked. There's another energy there, suppressing the lightning rod to God that we are. And then you can see God blasting out of the soul through the electric eyes. Remember when I was a kid looking at my dad's eyes? And my dad could just smile and his eyes just go. And you don't see that anymore, do you? Twinkle in the eye. The twinkle in the eye is the sign of the soul. It's the light from within shining out. And you look into the eyes of AOC and Hillary. There's shark eyes. There's nothing there but death.
Leaps and My Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeine and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
In a whole bunch of European countries, and now in Austria, has joined them, saying that the refugee arrival centers are now departure centers, and they're going to be kicked out. What have I told you?
Ha!
his phone was busy, but then I texted him. He said, no, I'm sitting around here, so I'm just getting a guest on. Because he has his offices for a syndicated radio show and TV program right above where Smollett staged all this. Coming at you live. Plus, he's got some good music. Live. Teleprompter free, baby. Okay, we're going to go to Mancow as soon as we get him on. There's a bunch of other news, obviously, I haven't gotten to yet. A bunch of incredible clips that we're going to play. But the first thing I need to do here is mid-air refueling. Mid-air refueling. This is a American populist, capitalist, pro-Christian, pro-Second Amendment, pro-human broadcast that is under globalist technocracy declared war. And we have had vicious victories because of you. Relaunching Americana and capitalism, not just here, but what I developed over 12 years ago, the plan, 1776 worldwide. And in documentaries that were seen hundreds of millions of times together and on this broadcast and in billions of views online, I challenged the government that if you're not criminals, like everybody says you are, then you should be able to stop globalism, because it's evil, it's unelected, it's tyrannical, it's fraudulent, it should be easy to beat it. And guess what? All over the world, it's being beaten everywhere. But ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take lots of money. BuzzFeed makes $300+ million a year and has to be subsidized with over $100 million a year. And at our peak, we reach probably 10 times what BuzzFeed did. Now we reach about twice what BuzzFeed did. $400 million plus dollars. It cost $30 million a year to run InfoWars. Just the bandwidth is in the millions and millions and millions. So that means I've got to sell a lot of product because we don't market up that much. So I need everybody, and I'm thanking you, but it's the best toothpaste. It's fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified, developed by my dad, a retired oral surgeon and dentist, made by one of the top companies in the nation. It's concentrated. It doesn't have fillers. Just get your Super Blue toothpaste and immune gargle and mouthwash at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the pro-human agenda. Get coffee. People get it, and they go, my God, it's some of the best coffee I've ever had, and it's less than Whole Foods, similar stuff. It's high mountain, wild pit, really good coffee. It's my favorite coffee. It was brought in by a fella in Texas, and I used to drink it at HEB, and I thought it was my favorite. And it's also strong. And I got a distributorship through them, but then Obama got in, and they didn't want to do business with me anymore, so I just went right to the actual farmers through another company in Colorado that brings it in. It's even a little bit better. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods nationwide now, started off in Texas, for on average about $8 more a pound than we sell it. 98% satisfaction, 795 reviews on Power Reviews. 4.9 stars. Is that 4.8? I can't see. My eyes aren't as good anymore. So just get the coffee with us. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, and don't worry about it. Cancel any time for nothing. Cancel the auto ship, but sign up every 2 weeks, every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, however you drink the coffee. I mean, I would just sign up for auto ship every month, get the toothpaste, every month get the coffee, every month get the fish oil you need. It's there. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the strength and recovery combo, Alpha Power, that is incredible for stamina, libido, energy, and bodies, the strongest turmeric formula out there, 95% curcuminoid. Average stuff sold at Whole Foods is 3 to 5%. I went out and said, I don't care. They go, top brands put $2 a product in it. I go, I don't care. I want $10 a product in it. So, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. People buy supplements because they work. I mean, what do you think coffee is? They're trying to say that's a supplement now so they can ban it. It's plants. It's things in the earth. They work. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Just commit. like a tithe to the truth, a tithe to stopping the globalists and Soros and Hillary and the scumbags and putting it in their eye, not bowing down to them, to just go sign up for autoship and know you're funding this and you've got my commitment. I will fight till all the gas is out and all the blood's run out of my veins. I will stumble forward, biting the enemy as I go down. You have total commitment in me. Absolute, complete, total commitment. But I need that from you. It's unbelievable what we've already done together. All right, let's go to ManChow, ManChowPodcast.com. ManChow took off a year. Of course, big syndicated TV radio host, Fox host, you name it. And he's a good friend of mine, got to know him over the years, and we have some of the same views and understandings about the real cosmology of the universe and the rabbit hole. And I'm going to air almost all of the his first new podcast that's already rising up the charts on iTunes in the fourth hour today, because he said it was powerful, his crew thought it was powerful, so we're going to air it here. But that's what we're getting into right now in this segment, the next. ManChow, you are an expert on Smollett. You've lived in Chicago most of your life. And now I got word that they're investigating people above him, putting him up to it. Now that's starting to come out in the news. Your offices are right above where this happened. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. Yeah, and listen, this podcast, not to sell it, I know you're going to play a chunk of it, but what I heard from everybody is, wow, this is an Alex Jones that I've never heard. And it's the Alex Jones that I know. And look, I hate the... Obviously, when we're on the radio, it's an amped-up version of us. You know, I don't tell my kids double time, and you don't sell vitamins to your kids or whatever. But you know, it is us, but it's an amped-up version. But I think this is it was good to show people the Alex that I know, which is a godly guy that's made some mistakes, but learns from his mistakes and moves on. And I also heard you talking about how you're going to fight to your last breath, and I believe that's true, man. You are you're a daring individual. You really are. History's going to write books about you. Okay, so where I broadcast in Chicago, if I look out my window, basically I look down upon where Jussie Smollett supposedly got attacked. The funny thing is that nobody's mentioned, and I was the first guy to question it. And of course, the minute you do that, you know, there's so many protected topics there with this kid that nobody would.
By the way, I was on hold the day after it happened with you and heard you saying, this is a bunch of crap, yeah. I bet it's a fake hate crime. You ought to pull that audio and send it to me, because it is big that you questioned it the day after.
Well, no, I was the first guy to say it, because I happened to be the first guy on the radio. I mean, I was the first guy to be able to say it live radio. I mean, that's one of the beauties of radio, and doing it live, not pre-recorded like a lot of these other guys, but you know, one of the things that nobody's mentioned is, you know, he wanted this to be filmed. And the moron did it in the one spot in Chicago where the cameras weren't working or were pointed the other way. I mean, that's what you don't realize. He wanted to be filmed. Otherwise, he would have just said that it happened.
Hold on. Stay there. The inside scoop on Smollett with ManChow. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for the sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Eric Mueller, the Man Cow, has relaunched his syndicated program. The Man Cow Podcast.com is a separate thing he's doing, and you can find that. I was honored to be his first podcast. We're going to play most of it in the fourth hour, but you can go subscribe there. Going back to Man Cow, I mean, this Smollett thing, I think, is a tipping point. The Covington kids was, Velazi Ford, all this is hurting them, and they're only getting more nasty, more out of control, admitting their real ideology. We need to get rid of kids. There's too many people. You can't have hamburgers. The family's bad. All of this stuff is getting more and more insane. We're going to force inoculations on you. World government's good. We're not going to punish Catholic priests that rape kids. We're going to sexualize your kids. All of this stuff is out in the open now, and then Smollett gets caught. You're the expert. You're the Chicagoite. You were the first to report it. Tell us what you questioned, where you think this is going.
Alex, you talked about the Pope and the kids. I mean, it is satanic. I think people need to know that. It is a worldwide thing. You've really been the tip of the spear on this. And look, there's so much of what you just said. We could spend hours, you and I, talking about it. Look, I'm here in the city. I talk to all these people. I talk to the police chief, who's a very good guy. Everyone's saying the same thing. And that is, hey, you know, come on, let's love each other. But imagine if this was a Trump guy, a Trump supporter that had been attacked. And you know who this guy was committing a crime against? Me. I mean, he did it on the street where I walk. He did it on the street where I go. He did it where I work. He was basically, this guy's Twitter feed, if you haven't seen it, was filled with absolute hatred. He wanted a better job. I really hate that they kept saying that. Or he wanted to get paid, or he wanted to extend his time on the Empire TV show, a set that I've been on numerous times. This was a hate crime. Staging a hate crime is a hate crime. First of all, I think we should just have crime. I don't think your skin color or whatever should. I don't think there should be special crime. But
he was doing it to invoke racial conflict to be projected onto Trump supporters who frame us.
Yeah, and you know, I had Diamond and Silk on today. I mean, come on. This president is. Did you see all the pictures of Spike Lee hanging out with Trump? Russell Simmons is friendly with me. I love Russell Simmons. He's Donald Trump's best friend. Jesse Jackson, the Chicago guy, has been on our show many times and, you know, loves Donald Trump. And of course, but it doesn't play to their race baiting fantasy. There's big money in black and white people hating each other. And Alex, it's what you and I talk about all the time, man. You know, they're saying, yeah, let's love each other. Absolutely. And I see it here in Chicago. The African Americans are moving out. The divide is on purpose. All of us keep us stupid with our TV, keep us stupid with our schools, keep us stupid with our media, and keep us fighting. And when we wake up and realize that we're all in this together, so this guy was an absolute racist, hated white people. His Twitter feed was filled with hatred. He faked this out of hatred. And, you know, God forbid it wasn't some kind of race war that started in my city.
You're right. I'm just listening to you because you're on fire. I was told by law enforcement last week that they're looking at people higher up in the cast, putting them up to it. And then sure enough, Fox News, Chicago police say they have more evidence Jesse Smollett staged hate crime. And they're looking at other accomplices. Jesse Smollett may have gotten a hoax attack plot from Empire Creators Instagram, where he posted the very scenario months before. And then other members of the show and the producers, the people in charge, have been caught staging events on themselves before. So this is a whole cottage industry there.
Well, look, Jesse was caught another time and gave a fake name. He's already lied to police. There was a Twitter feed where he may have taken this story. I don't think it was Empire related, but maybe community related. This is a show. Look, this is big business to Chicago. You know, I want Empire to be here. It's not a show that I watch, but yeah, this thing was circling the drain. So they needed some attention. And you wouldn't dare cancel a show where there was a, you know, this poor young actor, this poor, you know, African-American homosexual actor was beaten so viciously with guys wearing Trump hats. I mean, I think. Yeah,
the show already made hundreds of millions of dollars. It's had a long run. Fox bet everything on it. Now it's starting to lose ratings. This could have been worth hundreds of millions of dollars if it was pulled off right.
That's right. And the head of the studio here, CineSpace, one of the head guys told me, you know, Alex, you don't know the hell they went through because they thought it was anthrax. And, you know, any show on Chicago that you see, any show you see with the word Chicago, and these are big shows, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, whatever those shows are, they're all shot in the same spot, Empire, but also a bunch of movies. I think Dark Mirror is shot here, some Netflix shows. So, you know, it's the second biggest studio on earth, I believe, is now in Chicago. So CineSpace had to be shut down because this jackhole decided to crush up an aspirin and let people believe it was anthrax. So, I mean, there was, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars cost to the studios, the man hours. By the way, let me just give a little credit to the cops here. There isn't one cop that thought that this was a real deal. But, you know, they did pursue it. They had to investigate it. But murders go unsolved here, and they're wasting all this.
Well, that's really the big crime is they put 12 people on it. The media was demanding they find out who did it. And obviously, they get there. He's got fake scratches on his face. He's got the noose around his neck 40 minutes later. This is ridiculous.
Listen, buddy, I know about you. You like to kick ass and take names. I'm a man, and this has nothing to do with him being a homosexual. I don't care, man. I'm a libertarian like you are. I'm a freedom guy. I don't care. I did 100 shows. I was on Broadway. I don't care that he's gay. That's not the point I'm making. What I want to say is there isn't a man, straight or gay, that's been in a fight that said he was in a tussle. I'm telling you, if you're a lower whack and they're pouring bleach in your eyes and putting a noose around your neck, you don't say it's a tussle.
Look, even an average wimpy guy, you're trying to put a noose around their neck, they start kicking your ass. You start trying to kill people.
Yeah.
I mean, you pull a noose out on me or anybody else, you're going to get killed.
He kept it on. They also found the magazines. I mean, these geniuses, the gang that couldn't shoot straight, they found the magazines, the cops are telling me, with the letters cut out. They found the bottle of bleach. They have video. I've seen the video from the Crafty Beaver store. This is where I go to get my building supplies. And, you know, it's right near me. Anyway, you see the two guys going in there to buy all the stuff. This thing is something else.
But well, I mean, if you even look at the walk of the supposed guys and what did get caught on tape, it kind of looks like a kind of gangsterish, you know, swagger. But just imagine being in the middle of the freezing cold, middle of the night, and you're just hiding on an empty street for a guy to come out of Subway and scream, "This is MAGA country," and this is preposterous. And how many of the hundreds of hate crimes have turned out to be fake? Almost all of them are fake.
Yeah, I mean, how many Islamic crimes, crimes against Islam have been proven to be fake? But look, these things do happen, and so now when it happens, we're gonna question it more. This is a bad thing that this guy did. And what do you think, Alex? You think Don Lemon's saying we should forgive him? Of course, Don Lemon on CNN, the worst. What do you think's gonna happen?
Don Lemon, as you know, went further. I've already played the clip like five times, so I won't play it. He said, "Oh, Smollett just got bad advice. This was handled wrong." He's basically saying he just should have done a better job staging it.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think Mullet will ever serve a mullet? Jesse Smollett from Full House. Sorry. Jesse Smollett. Do you ever think that you think he'll spend a day in jail?
No, I think it's going to end up being just like Brian Williams, who I watched covering Jesse Smollett and still defending it when he's the guy that claimed he was shot down in a helicopter. I mean, these people think we have no memory.
Well, you know, yes, they're liars. So here you have, yeah. I think the guys, the two Nigerian brothers that helped, I think they're going to be fine. I think they'll go after Smollett. I wonder why they haven't gone after him for faking anthrax being sent. That's using the mail system. That's a federal offense. He lied to the FBI. Why haven't charges been filed there? In the meantime, this is a bit of a local thing, but Kim Fox, you know, our head prosecutor here, when R. Kelly is using little girls as toilets, and while this is happening, Alex, can you guess where Kim Fox was, our head attorney here?
Where?
Do you know where she was?
No.
She was at the Oscars hanging out with Beyonce.
Oh, that's right. I thought she might have been with the Black Congressional Caucus, $6,000 a night hotel rooms, $60,000+ a piece flying down to South America for a Beyonce concert.
She is a talented, that Beyonce's talented. So our top prosecutor here is in Hollywood while all this is going down. We got a heck of a city here, man. The violence, the taxes, and we got a mayoral election.
You know, I'm glad, though, that you brought up R. Kelly. Do five more minutes. We'll have a two-minute break, come back, and then I've got my next guest, but Mancal Muller's here, and they'll also briefly talk about why people are saying this podcast is so powerful, because you never come on, because I invited you on, and want to say something really powerful. So you're not hyping it. People really like this interview, and your staff told me that, and people said they were shaken by the end of it. So that's going to be coming up in the fourth hour today. Thanks for letting me air that. But I want to ask you, how this guy, R. Kelly, was able to use young 13, 14-year-old girls as toilets, and how is a black guy pissing in the face of 13-year-old girls not a racial deal right there as well? But I guess they deserve it. They're 13, they're white, and that's what he likes to do.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.